So it's been a rough week for me. Last Tuesday, the man who I called my American dad passed away. And yesterday was also his funeral. I called him my American dad. His name is Bob. Because his home is where I spent my first Thanksgiving and Christmas. See, when I first came here, I was alone and this family took me in. And even though over the years I have come to know many other families, I decided that I would spend every holiday with them because they are the ones who first took me in. So I kept that throughout. Bob's death came very quickly. It was barely 6 months back that he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Bob's funeral is the closest I have come to burying my own parents. A few weeks before he died, he was very frail, and I had the opportunity to take him for a walk. And during the walk, he told me that something was bothering him and offered to make his confession. So as we walked around the block, he put his heart out. I've known him for 15 years, and I really thought very, very, very highly of him. But it's during the confession that I realized truly how good he was. He was a good man. It's not that he had many sins on his heart, it's simply that he let small misdeeds affect him deeply. He was very conscientious. So by the end of the walk, before he went into the house, standing on the sidewalk, I gave him his absolution. And I also reminded him to know how good and how kind and how merciful God is. As if the sun was rising, it's immediately on his face I could see this deep relief. Later, he told many of his family members how peaceful he had become ever since he had made that confession and that he was ready to die. I'm sure death has affected every person sitting here in some way or the other. Or, like me, we are concerned about what's coming. For example, my parents. I haven't gotten there yet. So I'll reflect this morning with you about today's scripture passages that are really very assuring, especially for those of us who have faced the death of a loved one or perhaps are confronted with our own death. So here are my 3 points, and I'm calling my first point, what if? What if? Folks, it was very important to me, very, very important to me that Bob die in peace. It is important to me that whenever it happens, that my own parents die in peace. And I'm sure this is something in your mind as well. What is it that we want more than to be able to die in peace? And for me, that is what has hit me in these last days. The fact that someone can die in total peace is God's greatest gift to us. Bob's death has, even though I'm not ill, I don't think I'm going to die anytime soon, but honestly, I feel I can die today and I'll be okay. That sense of peace that has been given, that's precious for me. For those of us who still remain, to have the hope of meeting our loved ones again, it's the other greatest gift that God has given to us in Jesus. And so, I'm very grateful that someone took the time to record the story that we have in today's gospel reading. Somebody actually thought of writing it down. And whoever that did that, I want to say, thank you for doing that. Just for a moment, imagine that this scripture passage was not part of scripture. What if the life-giving ministry of Christ, his own death and resurrection, was not part of Christ's ministry? What if? What would it mean for our own life and death that Christ never did anything for us with regard to life and death? What would it mean for us to be permanently separated from those we love? Those of you who've lost your spouse, or those of you who are married for a long time and you want one more year, one more week, gosh, one more day, one more moment with the person you love. What would it mean if we couldn't believe that we would be together again? What would it mean that our loved ones could not die in peace? What would it mean that we do not know reconciliation before we die? And so today, as I celebrate this Eucharist with you, the deepest sentiment in my heart is that all glory, all honor, all praise and all worship be to Jesus Christ, who by his death and reconciliation gives us not just peace before we die, but gives us peace for eternity. Secondly, I want to talk about the humanity of Jesus. You know, these readings that we are doing from the year A readings, they're chosen because of the catechumens. They will be here at the 10:30 Mass. But I want to talk about all those three readings from the third, fourth, and fifth weeks of Lent, where we have the scrutinies. And these readings are chosen particularly for that reason. We have the story of the Samaritan woman, the very first Sunday of scrutinies, that's the third Sunday of Lent. Then we had the story of the blind man last week, and today we have the story of Mary and Martha. What I like about the story is how Jesus connects with our human condition, the humanness of Jesus. So for example, in the story of the Samaritan woman, Jesus knows her thirst. He simply knows where she is in life. That question, you know, bring home and bring your husband, is meant to awaken in her deepest search. And Jesus connects with that. The story of the blind man, I mean, how wonderfully Jesus knows what he wants and he gives it to him. Yesterday, when I did the funeral for Bob, gosh, I kept saying to myself at the beginning, I'm gonna do it. I had to preach this homily, and there was a song that I wrote that he liked, and he wanted me to sing that as his funeral. And I said, how, God, am I gonna do it? I did it for most part. And unfortunately for me, I'm not this macho guy who can, you know, hold it all together. I was telling yesterday at this homily, when I was in my mother's belly, she wanted me to be a girl. And actually, it's true. That's what she got. She got a girl. But as I was incensing Bob's body, I just lost it. And I stood there. I just couldn't go forward. I was so embarrassed. I still am. But Mary later texted me, and she said to me, do you realize what happened to you also happened to Jesus at Lazarus' death? Scripture tells us that Jesus was perturbed and he wept. But I like the fact that Jesus can connect with that on that human level. But Jesus did not just weep like I did, but Jesus is able to take us beyond that weeping. Jesus went beyond weeping with Mary and Martha. Jesus' grief went beyond the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus did something more. He took death on himself. See, I can't do that. You and I can't do that. We can identify, we can cry, we can weep, but Jesus goes so much further. He takes death on himself. That's how deeply he identified with our human condition. And by absorbing death into eternity, Christ transformed death into life. By his death and resurrection, Jesus not only identified with humanity, but transformed humanity into divinity, mortality into immortality. So today, I am so grateful for this God who not only identifies with our human condition, but transforms it, transforms the meaning of death into life. That's Jesus. Now, thirdly, for those of us who have lost a loved one, perhaps we understand the significance of the life-giving work of Christ, huh? As I am now, I feel, dear God, thank you for what you've done. And I'm sure all of us feel that way. So as I was preparing for this homily, and of course I'm preparing for this homily right when I've lost somebody that I love, right? Today's scripture really affected me, and I found great strength in reading parts of the scripture together. And I want to do that for you, even though you already heard it read, it's redundant. I'm going to take certain parts of scripture and read it together and see what it does to you. Okay? So here's today's first reading from Ezekiel. O my people, I will open your graves and I will have you rise from them. I will put my spirit in you that you may live. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. So reassuring to hear that. And then you have today's second reading from Romans. If the Spirit of the Lord, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit dwelling in you. And finally, we have Jesus in today's gospel reading as he speaks to Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. So as I hear all the scripture, I want to do what Martha did. I want to say to Jesus, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Folks, that confession, hold on to that confession, because that confession is our faith, our hope, our resurrection, our life. Jesus, who died and rose, is with us here one more time. Let this not be just another Eucharist, please. Let it be an act of faith like that of Martha. Identify with Martha and please say to this Christ, "Yes, Lord, I believe." People of God, say,